Real World Radio. Cell field leak alarms the North Sea communities. 20 tons of highly radioactive fuel leakage into a tank at the site on the northwest coast of England, containing both plutonium and uranium mixed with saltpeter from the Sellafield plant on the northern coast of England, is reported on Monday. Nuclear processing facilities in the Cumbrian region of England are an ongoing conflict. Norwegian authorities and environmental activists, together with their Irish counterparts, react immediately to the contamination. Real World Radio's Aslu Pellet reports.
Sellafield is a nuclear processing facility where nuclear waste from all over the world is brought by sea and it's broken down into uranium and plutonium, which is then reused for new fuel. There's a lot of liquid waste appears as a part of this process. Norwegians worried for years that Sellafield has been polluting local fishing grounds, with winds sending radioactivity towards the country's west coast.
One of the direct impacts of accidents in the Sellafield plant is that any type of leakage with time, actually in a matter of a few days, will reach the coast of Norway.
Says Kari Olerud, the head of information at the Friends of the Earth Norway. Norway's Minister for the Environment, Knut Arild Hareide, said he immediately ordered a report from the Norwegian Radiation Protection Authority regarding the leak, and a contact had been established between the Radiation Authority and its counterpart in the United Kingdom.
And we have already measured certain levels of technetium, which is a waste product from Sellafield. So we know that the pollution from Sellafield will actually get to Norway, given enough time. It's only a matter of days.
Says Olerud. Sellafield has closed after the announcement of the leak. Environmentalists are prompting calls for it to be shut down permanently. Recently, the Torp reprocessing plant, one of the two on the Cumbrian region, was forced to close after a split pipe leaked enough contaminated liquid to fill a large swimming pool. Unfortunately, the British government keeps postponing a permanent closure of these processing facilities. Fergus O'Dowd, the main opposition spokesman in the Parliament on Environmental Matters in Ireland, have been working to shut down Sellafield for some time now.
If reprocessing were to stop tomorrow, which is what everybody wants, there would still have to be a significant presence of a workforce for maybe hundreds of years on site to look after the decommissioning of the site.
The specially sealed tank at Sellafield where the leaked fuel was collected is said to be so radioactive that no one could go near it. There were no indications, however, that any of the radioactive material had leaked into the ground. There was no official response from the British government announcing a definite closing so far.
Real World Radio.